Wait.
Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages,
please welcome
Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
Aha! Happy Monday. Welcome to you living rent-free for an entire year with Virgin Radio. Now, here's how this works. We want you to live rent-free, and every weekday, every 2 hours, starting right now, 6, 8, 10, 12, 2, 4, 6, we announce a new keyword, plus every weekend at noon and 2. Now, when you hear the hours keyword, you got 5 minutes to text it to us. It's the keyword, and then your full name to 999999. If we call you and you answer, you're instantly going to win $100 cash. Plus, grand prize, living rent-free, you'd be in the draw for that. So, 99.9 Virgin Radio, live rent-free. I want those singed into your mind. And remember to pick up the damn phone when we call, because Virgin is your key word. Virgin, as in the station that gives you rent for an entire year for free. V-I-R-G-I-N, Virgin, baby. What I was till I was 26.
Oh, God.
26?
I know. It's pretty good, right?
Good for you. It's a good run.
5 minutes. Let's go.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
And the keyword was virgin. Michelle, you texted it to 999999. What are you doing up so early?
Work, get the kids ready for school, all that fun stuff.
So it's a busy one. Okay, well, listen, how would rent-free for an entire year suit you?
That would be amazing.
Well, you are one step closer. Congratulations.
So
you just won $100 and you're in the draw.
Yay!
Thank you. That's a good Monday morning.
Yeah, you're the first person in. You can just kind of relax the rest of the
content. That's for sure.
That means if the radio station went off the air within the next 5 minutes, you would probably be the only person in the draw. And you would win.
Don't get any ideas, please. And also, we just want to let you know that your next opportunity for this is going to be a couple hours from right now. And you're only ever 2 hours or less away from another keyword to live rent-free with 99.9 Virgin Radio. So it's living rent-free, 99.9 Virgin Radio. Your next keyword, 8 a.m.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Cuffing season. How would you define that?
It's getting cold out and you need someone to snuggle.
Basically.
Until it gets warm again.
But it's not a forever snuggle.
No, it's just
we're together for the winter, and then we all kind of know that once it's done, it's done.
It's a winter spoon is what it is.
Winter spoon.
Yeah, it's a winter spoon.
Okay, so here are the 4 rules for cuffing season, if you don't already know. And again, it's just you're just pairing up for a couple of months. So first off, you want to figure out what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Be honest with yourself about what you want. Temporary relationship. Can it be fulfilling? And if not, the parts that it does fulfill, are they worth it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Number 2, you got to consider how deep you're willing to get. Since there will likely be an expiration on your relationship, you got to check in with yourself and the other person, see how things are going to work. Are you going to bring them around your friends, your family?
Ooh.
Especially now that we're kind of out of, you know, pandemic lockdown, you can introduce people.
If you're bringing someone who is cuffed to your family,
yeah,
you're not. That's not cuffing.
That's a relationship.
Yeah, that's a relationship with a future.
Have you guys ever met someone in your friend group who brought someone around that you thought, ooh, this person's not going to be around for a while?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome, isn't it? Isn't it the absolute best?
You won't last.
Yeah.
That's what I say.
You know, I never met them, but Jax dated somebody last summer that we were like, that's not going to last.
I didn't date her.
You mean the one who's obsessed with energy drinks?
Yeah. I didn't date her.
Yeah.
That one was my favorite.
She was hot.
You know how movies? You know how movies, they like have a cigarette after sex?
Yeah.
Jax would be like, she'd crush a Red Bull.
Yeah.
She was so nice.
Yeah, she would.
Number 3, don't let the pressure get to you. It's a bad idea to cuff up with someone just because you're super lonely or because you don't want to deal with your, you know, nosy family member. So basically what you want to do is make sure that you're actually doing this because you like the person enough.
Yeah, yeah.
And just remember that weighted blankets are out there, too.
So yeah.
Like if you can't find them in the season, just get a weighted blanket instead.
And the 4th and most important point, because this is where feelings get hurt, is you got to check in.
Oh,
Some, you know, I think, I don't know anybody that's like fully cuffed a whole winter. A lot of people talk like they can, but usually what either happens is they get tired of each other.
Yeah.
Or one person falls in love and the other person's like, well, wait a second. That was not the agreement here. And What? Why are you guys getting quiet on me?
No, I just said you just got to communicate through the whole thing. But it's really nice in theory, but it never works out as well as you want it to.
I know. You know, this whole concept. I would love to know if anybody has actually been like, I did the cuff and then we had a clean break and we both were single for the summer.
Like a successful version.
Yeah.
Where they got along too, because there are some people that really, really don't like each other on a personal level, but they like sleeping with each other.
Absolutely. Yeah. Just napalm in bed.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's interesting. I don't know if I know a single person who's actually pulled this off successfully. Mm-hmm. But those apparently are the four ways, if you were to manage it, that you would be able to do it.
Godspeed.
Yeah, really. You know, it's honestly, when I was married, it was sort of like, well, like the single thing, like people, it's like, what's exciting? People are doing all these things. And then all of a sudden I was single. And then I was like, this kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lawless post-apocalyptic.
You got 7 more seconds. Go for it.
Post-apocalyptic wasteland.
There it is. You're
Mad Max. Woo! Nailed it.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Going to school is so much easier now than it used to be. Okay, maybe not with the social media
part. I was going to say.
But I'm just talking about like straight up homework. Because first off, they've given up the whole ghost about you having to like write down stuff. You know, remember we were allowed to use calculators sometimes?
Oh, yeah. You're not going to have a calculator with you all the time.
You want to have a calculator? Yeah, you will. So they're letting people use that more and more, and like, as you should, right? Secondly, did you know that if you are sitting in class, like sitting in a lecture, you can use your iPhone to take a picture of somebody else's notes?
No.
And it goes on your phone, and then you can copy the text from the picture and put it into a document
That's
for yourself.
Enough. What?
This is a TikTok hack. This is the craziest thing. So literally the TikTok starts off and there's no sound or anything. Mm-hmm. And it's just a person holding a phone and you see the phone. And then you see the phone zoom in on the person in front of them, on the row in front of them.
Okay.
And it takes like a haphazard, slightly to the left sort of picture that's not, it's not perfect or anything. And it's not like anybody could see you doing this. This is from like 10 feet away. Mm. And what the phone does is it pulls the picture in, and then you can see the person highlighting the text and then putting it into a Word document for themselves.
What?
I know. It's crazy, isn't it? It's called Live Text. It's already on your iPhone right now, and you can do this at any point. So you can do this with, you point it at a sign, a menu, poster, anything that has text or numbers in the picture, and you can pull it up, and you can even do this with things online. So let's say you wanted to like Google image search something and you wanted to pull the text off of it. You can actually
do
that.
Incredible.
Yeah. And everybody has it. Nobody knew. Yeah. So that what you do is you select your image, then you hold a word and you move those little two grabby points over the text that you want to copy, and you press grabby copy, points. Select all, and then paste it wherever you want.
I'm going to use this on Jax's diary. I'm going to find it. I'm going to use it in Jax's diary, and then I'm going to have a Word.
I like that.
You'll never find it.
Do you have a diary?
What? How did we get here?
Do you have a diary?
Yeah, I write things, yeah.
What do you write?
I just write about my thoughts and my feelings. Yeah? And, yeah.
What do you write about us?
Yeah, do we get... Are we mentioned?
Of course you are.
What are we talking about? Characters?
What do you say about us?
Well, where are we right now? What is this? I have... gratitude list, and I write things like if something's on my mind or like what's happening with the show or
who's higher on the gratitude list.
Who makes you feel more gratuitous?
You know what, TJ's higher today because he's buying us all coffee. I heard.
Oh,
yeah, that's what I heard.
Okay, that's not accurate.
Yeah, okay, right.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending,
and this is what's trending right now.
Ontario Liberal leader Stephen Del Duca says the Liberals want to study a 4-day work week if elected. They announced this at a speech yesterday. A 4-day work week, by the way, would allow people to work the same amount of hours, 40 on average in Canada, but over 4 days rather than 5. This has been done in New Zealand and Spain and Scotland with somewhat positive results, actually. They say the pros are increased productivity. It's an equal work environment. So things like the example they use, and I don't know if this is a great example, is like childcare, right? Because you're worried about one less day of the week. So that does help out. There's more employee satisfaction and, of course, a smaller carbon footprint. you know, the less you're going in, the less pollution you're going to cause. They did say the cons of this, though, were customer satisfaction. You know, if people are working less days, and there's going to be less people in the office to deal with customer problems, and the confusion that it would be for less hours. So pretty minor cons, honestly, that are very solvable.
The other thing is you just hire people to work the other 3 days.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, not everybody's weekend has to be the same, right?
Yeah.
And I've worked many times on the weekend and had 2 other days off.
Yeah.
But that would mean that businesses would have to hire more people, which I don't feel like any businesses are going to want to do these days.
Not necessarily. You could have like half your staff work Monday to Thursday and then the other half work the other days, right?
Let's see it.
Yeah, but hey, who am I? Not a manager, I'll tell you that.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You, season 3. This is the one where the guy from Gossip Girl... stalks people and kills them, specifically women.
Yeah.
It's one of the biggest shows on Netflix.
Yeah.
That's not a problem.
No,
even
not
despite
at all.
Its premise.
Yes.
It's and the biggest show on Netflix.
And my girlfriend, Natalie, said this weekend, she's like, I don't even know where they're going to go from here. Like, I can't see them having a season 4. And I was like, well, it was renewed for season 4 before
it
the
was.
Season even came out.
Yeah, it was.
Which means this season's supposed to be really good then.
Yes. Now, Jax was supposed to watch it this weekend and write down her feelings.
Yes.
Now, usually this comes under the shame bubble, right?
Yeah.
I watched, started on Friday, I watched 7 episodes of the 10. So I didn't finish it. Okay.
That's still a lot.
And I'm going to go through my words here that I put down on my phone.
Okay.
Comfort immediately because I felt like I was back to a show that I knew, you know?
Right. And you started watching this in like first wave pandemic, right?
Yeah. No, it came out before the pandemic.
Oh, okay.
So season 2. So they've been on hold for 2 years.
Oh.
They haven't put out a new season. Yeah, they've been on hold. I think the last season came out in December of 2019. So that was the last time I saw it. And then I quickly switched by episode 2 to agitation. By episode 3, I was frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
By episode 5, I was kind of back to interested. And then quickly into episode 6, I was irritated. And I finished episode 6, which was the last one I watched, with anger. And I will not watch another episode, boys. I will not. I will not. The new season. No. I'm serious. The new season is an absolute mess. It's an absolute mess.
I thought that was the point of the show.
No,
isn't it supposed to be a mess?
It's an absolute mess. Yeah, it's a mess, but it's one of the worst seasons. They should have left it. They should have just left it on a high. So the plot lines are just all over the place. Everything's like unfinished, untied, undone. It's just, it's horrifying. And I know the premise of the show, guys, is terrible, but I expected more from this. And it's one of the worst new seasons I've seen in a long time. It's just, it's messy. It's messy. It's messy.
So you're not going to finish it.
No.
What if it's messy for a reason? Like, what if it's supposed to be gross?
No,
there's a logical
closure
point.
And then they come back and they wrap it all up.
I feel like they like switched writers halfway through the season or something. Or like they didn't know what to do. So they were like, all right, you know what? Instead of doing one thing, we're going to do 90. It's the whole, and anybody text me, 999-999, if you agree with this. Like, everybody's just everywhere. Like, I don't know how to explain it. It's a mess. It's an absolute mess.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. I don't like it one bit. I know. Well, and my girlfriend was watching along with me. She was enjoying it. She liked it.
So the irritation, the anger, the annoyance that you felt, had nothing to do with the premise of the show.
No. Like I said, no.
Once again, about a man
stalking.
Who stalks and kills women.
Yes, but the new season is
about the writers.
No, the new season, they're killing anybody and everybody.
Right.
And it's just like, it's very.
You got to kill very specifically.
And they're together. Like, they're married now, the killers. And it's very Dextery, but not. I mean, Dexter's not great, but it's not as good as Dexter.
Okay,
it's just a mess.
Here's what I want to know.
It's a mess.
999-999 to text. If you watch the full season, I want to know if it's worth it for Jax to do the last 3 episodes.
I won't do it.
Can
I won't
you convince
do it.
Her?
I won't.
Hit us up right now, 999-999, because she was excited about this
she was.
Years.
Yeah.
And now she's got 3 hours of television left and she won't do it.
I won't do it.
You're like the kind of person who goes to university, falls 1 credit short of graduating, and goes, well, I basically have it.
I'm sorry, but the person on the show that's dropped out of universities is
but he dropped out in season 1.
Yeah, I was like, this is gross.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
One of the things that happened during the pandemic that they're not actually sure will ever completely change back is people leaving the downtown core and moving out, like, not to the burbs, like literally leaving the city. And it was a mass exodus of people aged 18 to 40.
Yeah.
something that they'd never seen before. Toronto's population for the first time in, I think, 50 or 60 years went down in 2020, which is kind of nuts, right?
Wow,
when you think about it, right?
When you put it like that,
the amount of people coming to this country and whatever. They actually had a decrease in population. And guess who's one of them, potentially?
Me.
Yeah. TJ wants to get out of here.
That's right.
So here's the thing. TJ is considering moving to the country.
That's right. Val and I are thinking about it. My girlfriend Val is from Peterborough. So she's a small town gal. And I'm from Brampton. So, you know, small town guy.
Yeah.
And we've been talking. Look, we got a step dog. You know, we get the dog every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And we're like, the dog needs a yard.
Yeah.
Is that how you... So you're actually... Right now, you're like... West end of the city.
Yeah.
In a condo.
Yeah.
Across from an electrical grid.
Yeah.
Which
we
love.
The biggest electrical grid on earth.
It's huge.
Now,
it's huge.
The condo is listed.
Yeah.
So this is, okay. So you guys are just thinking about it. The condo's listed.
Yeah. You have showings this week.
We're beyond thinking about it, which I should go back and say, if the electrical grid is not that big. Please buy my apartment.
Come see it at
night. Yeah. It smells like cookies in there. That's the part that sucks, though, is when you list your apartment, it means that, like, you have to live in, like I'm a pretty clean guy, but I can't touch anything in my house.
Yeah. Right
now, for like the next
until it sells. No making a mess.
Yeah,
so we're thinking about it, and I think I'm really gonna steer into the whole like living outside the city thing. Like I'm gonna wear a lot of vests, like puffer vests, like a lot of Patagonia, I'm thinking. I wanna stand out. I want a porch, and I wanna be able to stand on the porch with a hot beverage and say it's good to have land.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I want to spray down the driveway with a hose.
Yeah.
I want to have like really weird passive aggressive conversations with my neighbors.
Okay.
Yeah.
So like, you want the full like residential lifestyle.
Oh yeah.
All right. So this is my question to you at 416-872-9999, 999-999 to text. There are only two answers to this question. And that is TJ making the right call here? The answer is either it's the best decision of his life.
Yeah.
And here's why, because maybe you've gone through it.
Yeah.
A lot of people left the city.
Yeah.
Or he's making the worst decision ever, and we did it, and here's why we're moving back.
And keep in mind, whatever you say is exactly what I'm going to do. It's going to absolutely change my mind.
Well, it's an interesting thing, because you know what? After a while, the downtown core is a grind. And it's sort of one of those things, like, how long do you want to live this way?
Yeah.
With an enormous amount of people, and like it's not for everybody.
Yeah.
So my question, I want to know, like from people who've experienced this, and a lot of people did it. So if you did it, hit us up at 999-999 or 416-872-9999. Tell us what it's like to commute in every day, because you're considering it's going to be like an hour
45
without
minutes
traffic.
Yeah. At least.
I got a friend that lives four cities over in Oshawa. His name's Steve.
Yeah.
And there isn't a day where he comes to my place to record a podcast where he doesn't complain about the traffic.
Oh, good.
You guys buckle up, because I'm going to complain every day.
Can't wait. Yeah.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Did you leave the city to move outside of the city during the pandemic, or maybe even before that? And what's the whole commuter life like? Because TJ from Brampton has lived downtown since he moved back here from Calgary years ago.
Yep.
And is considering moving like an hour outside of the city. The condo that you just purchased is listed.
Yeah.
So you can move into TJ's house.
I'm impulsive.
Hey, Kayla, you've lived this life. Tell us about it.
I traveled for 10 years from Curtis, and now taking the train and driving are two separate things. So I took the train every day. And as a mom of two kids, I actually enjoyed having an hour to myself there and back. I'm working from home now because of COVID, and they're actually shutting down our floors and we're not going back.
Oh, wow.
And it's been a bit of a challenge. Like, I almost miss the commute and, like, the city life a bit.
And you know what? A lot of people like you. There's a lot. It's so funny, you know, there's these gigantic big office towers downtown, and so many businesses are like, we don't really need to go back. I'm like, what are they going to do with all that space?
Yeah.
Somebody's going to have to be in there, right? Or is it just going to be empty?
Oh, I know. It's crazy. There's definitely not a great time to own commercial real estate.
No.
You're going to turn them into paintball places.
Yeah.
That's actually be incredible.
That's a kind of a great idea. And you know, I'm looking at the text line here.
And I cannot believe the response. So, Jax, what do we got?
We got a text here from Joseph. He said, I commute from Ingersoll to North York. The drive is worth the space and small town feeling.
Yeah.
Text from the 647 here. Born and raised in Toronto, I made the move to Innisfil and commute an hour. Definitely an adjustment, but pros and cons to both situations. I miss the ability to get all kinds of food, but my dog finally got the backyard that she deserves.
See, that's what I'm doing this for. I'm doing this for the stepdog.
Yeah.
You know, if Charlie's happy, I'm happy.
You know, there's nothing like making a decision where several hundred thousand dollars for a dog you see
for every second
for two
week.
Weeks a month.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's gonna live for another 8 years.
Text here as well from the 647. I know people who moved away and are coming back because there's nothing to do and they are bored.
Yeah.
Be close to something, TJ.
See, that's what I'm concerned about. I'm team stay downtown.
I think you may get a little fidgety out there.
I think it'll be fine. Yeah. I'm a homebody. I don't go out in the city anyway.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
I never do anything.
Final text here from the 647. If you're used to living in the city and not having to commute, you're going to hate the commute, but you're going to love where you live, man. Mm-hmm. Do it.
Yeah.
A lot of texts.
It's a great place to sequester yourself.
I'm going to hold court. I'm going to make you guys come visit me wherever I'm living. Yeah. Like if I'm living in Innisfil, you guys are coming. And for my birthday, we're going to go to Boston Pizza.
Awesome.
We're going to love it.
I love it.
We're still waiting on the housewarming for the place that you're in now. No.
That's coming. We're going to have a selling party.
Yeah,
exactly. Do it.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is What's Trending right now.
This hour of What's Trending is brought to you by Cineplex. Cineplex has introduced CineClub, the movie lover's monthly membership for $9.99 a month plus tax. If you love movies, CineClub is for you. Join at cineclub.ca. Vax QR codes are officially here. They started rolling out late last week, but you're good to go. You can download the app. It's called Verify Ontario. It looks like they won't be like in mass use until the 22nd, which is Friday. So you just go to the App Store, download it. They are saying that you can still use your paper or digital receipt, it sounds like. But don't lose it or delete the picture on your phone, because as of Friday the 22nd, they're going to be discontinued online. So you won't be able to go and find it and print it off or take a picture of it again. So either get the app or just hold on to the one you have.
Okay.
Smaller IKEA stores are coming to a mall near you. For those not familiar with the concept, these design studios are like an IKEA, but like much, much smaller, that would go into a mall storefront. And they're coming to Bramley City Center, praise be, in Brampton, the Penn Center in St. Catharines, and the London Design Studio.
Incredible.
At Masonville Place in London.
I think this will save marriages. You either love IKEA or you hate it. And I don't like walking the showroom.
What?
I love IKEA furniture. I love the price. I don't even mind putting it together. I enjoy that. But I have to be honest with you. Walking the showroom drives me crazy. I don't like going into a building knowing I'm going to be stuck there in line. Because essentially, that's all IKEA is. It's one gigantic line.
No.
Fair. For 2 hours.
IKEA is fantastic.
It has couches.
They move fast, and they have shortcuts. They also have a cafeteria. I love IKEA.
Cafeteria is good.
Also, the inspo upstairs, incredible.
Yeah.
And it's not like they don't have food. They got the meatballs and everything. Mm. The only thing that sucks, though, is that these smaller locations, they're not going to have their world-famous Swedish meatballs.
Damn. Okay.
Bummer.
Yeah, I know. Only one artist heard Adele's album before she released it. And of all people, it was Drake. She said she played it for Drake when he was in town and asked him if it's what the people wanted, not for feedback. And he said, absolutely. She went on to say that she's not into like shopping her album around to other artists and stuff. She doesn't really, not interested in that. But she said, Drake's obviously incredible and amazing as well as being my mate. But I don't send around to various people and being like, can you give me your thoughts on this? So Drake and Adele are friends is what I pulled away from.
If there
this.
Was one person to ask, you know, the guy who has the most charting hits in history might be the guy.
Probably a smart move.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. 7 minutes. You and living rent-free in 2022. So if you're moving out of the city like TJ, you can live rent-free outside of the city. But if you're staying, you can still do that here. It doesn't really matter. All you need is a keyword, and we got that for you at 8 o'clock.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So we give you a keyword every 2 hours on 99.9 Virgin Radio, and then we call you back and say, hey, congratulations, you just won $100 and you're in the draw to live rent-free in 2021 like you are, Naomi.
Yay!
Hey.
Thank you.
All right, so Naomi, what are you doing right now? I guess it sounds like you're driving to work.
I'm driving to work.
Oh.
And where do you work?
I work at an immigration law firm in town.
Oh, amazing. Smart. Okay. Smart cookie.
Somebody who actually still has to drive to work.
Yeah, that's right.
So listen, Naomi. Somebody who still has to drive to work. How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, hey, listen, congratulations to you, Naomi. We're very, very happy for you. $100 instantly. Could be in the draw. Well, are in the draw for 2022 and living rent free. And that changes your life. If you want to be like Naomi, don't worry. You're always 2 hours or less away from
That's
a keyword
right, baby.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio. Shannon Burns has got your next one at 10 a.m.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Would you like to hear the story about how my mom and girlfriend kissed on the lips this weekend?
Yes. More than anything in the world.
I would.
Because that happened.
Okay.
And you were there.
I was there.
It makes it a little bit better.
I mean, I hope so.
I hate how much TJ is liking this. Like, this is so uncomfortable, man.
This is the best. I'm going to ask Marilyn about it when I see her later.
So, full disclosure. My mom sees Everly a lot, my daughter.
Yeah.
And requested her for Saturday night. Wanted to have a little sleepover and that sort of thing.
Girls' night.
Usually when she sees her, it's like for a couple hours, whatever. Yeah. So they had a girls' night with, well, Papa was there too. Yeah. But, you know. Nana and Papa's house. And so I go by the next morning with Natalie to pick up Everly.
Okay.
And, you know, I feel like it was pretty normal. We hung out. Mom got her hair colored.
Oh, good.
You know, she had to get ready for the show this week. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So we just kind of hung out and chatted for a couple hours and kind of like a sleepy Sunday morning. And so we're walking to the door and Everly's starting to get to the point where it's like, okay, she's going to need a nap.
Yeah.
So we need to get her home. Anyway. I look down to tie my shoe.
Okay.
That's it. And I hear a, whoa! I'm like, uh-oh. And then a little bit of like an awkward laugh from both of them. And I guess what happened was my mom went to kiss Natalie on the cheek. And then Natalie went the same way to kiss mom on the cheek.
Oh, uh-oh.
And then they...
On the lips?
Right on the lips.
Right on the lips.
That's
awesome.
That's a weird thing.
It's a weird thing.
How has it been between them now? Like, have they gone out to dinner or anything? Like, have they been texting a lot more, trying to figure out where they stand and what this really is?
If they have, I don't know about it.
Natalie leaves Adam for his mother.
I would be messed up. What the hell is wrong with you two? You guys are gross.
Hey, they're in love now.
I like this news. Yeah.
So, anyway, I know that for the car ride home, Natalie was affected by it. Like, you know when you do something that's so embarrassing to you, even though it's probably objectively not that bad, where it affects you for a while. Yeah. She was like stewing on that.
Yeah.
Was she embarrassed or did it awaken something in her?
I think she was more embarrassed.
Okay.
I said, it's no big deal. Like,
it's funny.
And then I made the joke, like, would it be weird if I kissed your dad on the lips?
it's kind of hot.
And then she was like, yeah, it would be weird. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, you're right. It would be kind of weird. So
it'll be a funny story in a couple of months, but not today.
Yeah, it's pretty good now.
Just got a text from the 289. Natalie is your new mummy now.
Whoa.
That's so cool.
I don't like that.
So here's what I wanted to throw out there. Because, you know, that stuff happens. And first up, my mom does one kiss on the cheek.
Yeah.
I know Italians do the double kiss.
Yeah.
And I believe Greeks do 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
I could be wrong about that. But when you... When you do that, you have to know who's going to do what, right?
Yeah.
So that's how you run into these situations.
You got to talk about it.
I have an idea, and I want to ask you a question.
Yeah. Okay.
My question is this. Who have you kissed on the lips that you should not have kissed on the lips? That's the topic at 416-872-9999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999
just text us saying this should be a ghosted segment.
I love it.
I haven't heard from Natalie this morning. That's a good question. Okay, Jax, I know you're going to tell this story because it could be the single greatest story of all time.
Which story is that?
So we used to have, I'll tell the story then.
Oh, the former president story.
So the former president of Bell Media, his name is Randy Lennis.
Yeah.
Randy was a dynamic, incredible man.
I blacked this one out. I forgot.
And he was the head of like Universal for a long, long time, which is a record company.
Great guy.
And then he came over here and he ran the stuff here up until recently. And in our first month on the air,
it was first like 3 weeks.
We did like a little launch party for a television show for CTV at the Drake downtown Toronto.
Yeah.
And we came up and we introduced Randy.
Yeah.
Now, what happened on stage in front of everybody?
James? Everybody. And this is like when I just started with the show. He was introducing us, and then he was shaking TJ's hand and Adam's hand, and I went in for a handshake, but he was going in for a hug, and we came together. Our bodies came together.
Yeah.
And I think he thought I was going to kiss him on the cheek, but I wasn't. And we got closer and closer. And then his lips came to my forehead.
Yeah. And forehead kiss.
He gently kissed me on the head like a child. And I felt so upset, but also comforted. And then I remember he went, and I went, ah. And as soon as this happened, we got off the stage, and I asked my boss, in the back, I was like, nobody saw that, right? And she took a long drink of her wine, and she said, everybody saw that. It was a great way to start with Virgin Mornings. Thanks, Randy.
What
he's
was
so
wild
nice.
Was Enrique Iglesias' hero was playing.
That's
back.
Right.
Very sexy. So here's the thing. Again, 416-872-9999, 999-999 text. You kiss someone on the lips.
Yeah.
And you should not kiss that person on the lips. Just happened by accident. What happened?
Mr.
Tell
Randy.
Us. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Who did you kiss on the mouth that you probably shouldn't have kissed on the mouth? And I ask you this because my girlfriend and mom kissed on the mouth this weekend.
Yeah.
They were going in for the cheek kiss, and they both went the same way. And that's what happened.
It's a weird time, you know?
Anyway, they're together now.
And by the way, everybody telling us on the text line that I guess the British way is one cheek.
Yeah.
The Italian way is two cheek, so is Greek. And then like Croatian, Serbian, and Middle Eastern is three cheek.
Hey, damn.
So there you go. So now you know.
Also, I believe Italians, you start right cheek to right cheek.
Is that what it is?
I believe so.
Okay. So what are the texts saying about people you shouldn't have kissed on the lips, but you did anyway?
Jana in the 289, meeting my father-in-law for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
He's Portuguese, so they do the side-to-side cheek kiss, which is required. Uh-huh. I wasn't used to it. We ended up kissing on the lips, and 22 years later, the whole family still teases me about it.
22 years later? Oh, yeah. My goodness.
That'll never go away.
Okay.
You gotta get the timing right.
Should I change the music?
Oh, this is better.
You
is
always
better?
Have this ready.
I love this
I
song.
Respect that.
Tell the story of your mom and your girlfriend again.
No, TJ.
Doris in the 647. First time my boyfriend met my family, he and my grandmother accidentally kissed on the lips.
Oh, that's sexy.
Forbidden love. I ever tell you guys that my mom accidentally kissed me on the neck once?
No, you haven't.
We, I thought we were hugging.
Go on.
We had a really nice dinner, and I thought we were hugging, and I was leaving, and so I went in for the hug, and she went in for a kiss, and I should have zagged, and she ended up kissing me on the neck.
But how did your neck get exposed? Like, what was she going for?
Well, she was like going into the side, I guess for like a cheek kiss, but then I'm taller, so like she went up and kissed the neck.
Little bite too?
No bite.
Adam.
No bite. You know what? I just saw something else I should bring up in therapy.
No, that's great.
Good. Yeah.
Oh,
another piece
God.
Of the puzzle falls into place, huh?
Mommy issues.
Dan from the 905. My dog, she always tries to shove her tongue in my mouth. LOL.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yo, straight up, if you kiss your dog, I'm not down. That's gross.
Okay.
Kissing your dog on
Why
the mouth.
Why do you get control of your girlfriend and your mom before you start throwing stones in that glass house you live in?
All right, yo, fair enough.
Last one from Sherry. I met my boyfriend's best friend for the first time, and when we met up at a restaurant, in their culture, they kiss on the cheek. So when I went in for a hug, he went to kiss me in the cheek.
Oh, yeah.
And I went the wrong way. We straight up kissed on the lips. My boyfriend was beside me, and his girlfriend was beside him.
Oh, my God.
Watching. It was extremely awkward, to say the least. Then we had the pleasure of sitting through dinner.
And now they're together.
And now they're a fourple.
Like
wow, these sex are amazing.
A lot of kisses happen.
A lot of kisses. Yeah. Now, we have this on video. We're going to put this at Virgin Radio Toronto on Instagram. Keep your stories coming there. We want to see if we can find the worst, most awkward you kiss someone on the lips that you shouldn't have story. So hit us up.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
How would you like to work a four-day work week? Well, it could happen if the Ontario Liberals are elected. Leader Stephen Del Duca revealed a plan yesterday during a keynote speech that they want to experiment with a four-day work week, but you'd have to work the same amount of hours, 40 on average in Canada, over the 4 days rather than five. Now, this has been done in places like New Zealand, Spain, and Scotland with somewhat positive results, actually. They saw that there was an increased amount of productivity. It creates an more equal work environment for things like childcare. I'm guessing, meaning like you're paying for one less day of childcare or having to worry about it one less day, which helps. There's more employee satisfaction, and your carbon footprint is smaller. The cons are customer satisfaction, meaning if people are working less days, then you know there's less of a chance for you to go and get stuff done. And the confusion being that it's some people think it's less hours, but those sound like two pretty easy fixes.
Yeah.
And why? Let's do 4 days. That sounds like fun.
More of that, please.
Yeah. Kanye West performed at a very fancy wedding, which is odd because it doesn't seem like Kanye would do that kind of thing. But I guess, you know, money. It was for the founder of Destry and someone who works at Tiffany's. Very rich people. He performed Runway and Flashing Lights and some more tracks as well.
Not only you don't shop at Tiffany's, you own Tiffany's.
You are Tiffany's.
Wow.
It is Tiffany.
It's Tiffany. Yeah. Oh, good for Tiffany.
Yeah. Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker are engaged.
Yay!
Which is cool. So they're nice. Like the Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly are the evil version of Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker.
I think so. I think they're both fascinating, but Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox are for sure more fascinating because you feel like that's like a supernova. It's gonna be a big explosion at the end of it.
Because they're an absolute mess.
Yeah, yeah. I love it.
Ooh, they'll probably be at this wedding, eh?
Yes. Oh, for sure. Yeah.
They're friends, aren't they?
Yes.
By the way, Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian kind of like shocked the internet because they've only been dating since the beginning of this year, but they've also been friends for a really long time. Also, who are we the judge?
They're happy. I like that. I'm really happy for them.
Honestly, I think we, after this pandemic, you know, as this has kind of gone down a little bit, it's kind of nice to just see somebody happy. Just be happy.
Life's short. Do what you want.
Yeah. Also, is this a hot take? Kourtney's the most likable of the Kardashians?
No, they're all likable.
Yeah. Except for that they're not.
I like Kourtney a lot. I also think...
Kim's very likable.
Kim's likable if you watch the show. And then who's...
Chloe's funny.
I think...
Chloe's the funniest.
I'm gonna be honest
with
you. I think Chloe's the best one. Yeah. She's so much fun.
Why don't you think so, TJ?
It's a long... I don't want to get into it.
All right.
That's what's trying to come, TJ.
Thank you, TJ. Just over an hour from right now, it's another keyword for you to live rent-free in 2022. Remember, you're never more than 2 hours away from that possibility with Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
How long after you tell someone you're going to pay them back and they don't force you, do you stop having to pay them back? Asking for a friend. Literally. I'm not asking for me. I'm asking for producer Leah.
What happened?
Yeah, oh man. Okay, so first off, did you guys know that New York City is not for the weak or the cheap?
I have heard that.
Yeah. Did you hear that one?
Yeah.
Okay, I heard those lights will inspire you, though.
Yeah. Inspired to pay more money. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm both of those things. And it was very difficult when RJ and I went to New York for my sister's 30th birthday.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's already very expensive because we decided to stay in Times Square.
Oh, good.
I just want to paint the picture here, okay? Mm. So she also had on her itinerary karaoke and brunch, right? Okay. So
it was a karaoke brunch?
I wish it was that.
No, it's karaoke night before brunch the next day.
There you go.
Okay, all right.
So for both of them, we had drinks, you know, you have to pay for the karaoke itself.
Of course,
The bill was covered at the time. But it was also discussed that we were going to figure it out in the WhatsApp group chat, right? But that conversation never happened. Yeah. So it's been 10 days. And between RJ and I, we racked up a bill of over $200.
Oh, man.
Was that egregious?
Woo! Okay.
So that conversation has yet to be had.
Okay.
And now I do get chills and shivers every time I do get a WhatsApp message because I'm scared that
the collector's here. Yes.
But like I said, never heard from them yet.
Right.
Yeah.
Dog the bounty hunter's out hunting that bright guy. and should be hunting Leah.
You wouldn't like what I would do in your circumstance.
Probably not.
Let's hear it.
I would write in the WhatsApp group, hey, do we still owe you money? Let me know where to transfer it. Because I can't you can't have that hold over, like bring up the conversation. You can't have that holding over your head.
I'm with you, Jax. The guilt I would feel, apparently you don't, and the anxiety about it.
No, the anxiety I do feel.
Now, remember that everyone else will hate you in the WhatsApp group because you brought it up. But
right.
Now, as the frugal one.
Adam, well, talk to me, Adam.
As a financially intelligent. If nobody if nobody came to collect your mortgage payment, would you still make it?
Adam, friends and and brokers aren't the same thing.
I'm just asking the question.
Yes, I would pay my mortgage even if they did that.
Well, then you're a sucker.
Oh, wow. So, Adam.
You keep that money. Now, listen.
No.
They are going to come for you if you don't pay your mortgage. Yeah. I'm not suggesting you don't. But in this particular case, it's not like they're going to turn it over to the collections. If they ask you, my opinion is you give it to them. But sometimes you say you're going to split it in the moment, and then the person's like, and I have done this. You've seen me do this.
Okay.
Where I'm like, well, we'll split it tomorrow. And then I'm like, forget about it. And I'll tell you, I'll give you a specific instance where I felt like I was balling out, all right?
Please tell us,
It's just the one time, so just get ready. This is my one balling out story. It was after iHeartRadio, Jingle Ball.
He bought bottle service.
We went to a club. I bought bottle service. I bought it.
Once.
No fool buys bottle service.
Once.
You always get it for free somehow, some way. It's not like Drake's out there popping bottles and paying for them. But I paid the $250 for a bottle of vodka, which maybe is worth $50 in the store.
Oh, my God.
And Jax and TJ were both like, we'll get you back.
Yeah.
And they did not. And I never asked. Because you know what? I felt like, you know what? My friends deserve it.
Yeah. So, wait a second. So you guys told him that you were going to pay him back?
At the time.
Yeah. I wasn't even there.
Oh, you weren't there. Producer Jesse was there.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. TJ went home because he had to work the next afternoon.
Weird. Oh, okay, that's cool.
gotta get home for tomorrow afternoon.
Get that sleeping.
I think that you should reach out. And Adam, I'm not even going to dignify your question with an answer. You owed it to me.
She says, do as she says, not as she does, because she never reached out.
I think it's weird. I think the fact that you're already thinking about it.
Yeah.
You know what's on your mind. You know exactly how much you owe. You got to pay, man. It's karma. Okay. It's karma.
So, it's on me.
So here's our question. 416-872-9999. 999-999 to text. Do you do what Jax does? Pay the person back without being asked. You do what I do. Wait till they ask and maybe never pay them. Or do you do what TJ does? And that's go home and go to bed at a really nice time.
Honestly, mine sounds like the best course of action.
Yeah.
999-999 to text or 416-872-9999. This is 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So somebody buys you dinner. And you're like, and they're like, hey, listen, I got this. And you're like, no, it's cool. We'll pay you back tomorrow. Shoot, you need transfer, whatever. And then they don't ask and you don't ask.
Oh, dear.
It goes on for a week. Do you still owe them that money? Now, Jax and TJ say unequivocally yes.
Yeah.
I say, I mean, they should ask you for it, right? If they're that concerned about the money.
Yeah.
Producer Leah and I are both. It's so nice to have another frugal person in the room.
Yeah.
Someone who's intelligent. That's intelligence with your money.
Sure. Thank you for calling
Hold
you that.
Hold it back.
She looks scared, though. Not too She looks scared.
It is haunting me a bit.
Yeah.
It's eating at her, no question. But sometimes you got to do the things in life that eat at you. Now, 999-999 text. We want to know if you think Leah owes the money back. Should she ask? Should she leave it? What does she do?
For the 519, pay them without having to remind you. It makes them trust you.
Yeah.
And then it won't. You won't. Then they don't feel awkward asking, and they feel comfortable splitting things more with you in the future.
I don't know if I care for them to trust me. We're not really close.
You bring up an interesting point. Do you care what these people think about you? Interesting.
Yeah. Interesting point. Yeah. Interesting point.
Thank you.
Lena in the 416. I'm with Adam. Life is expensive enough. Oh. If they haven't asked, they're not getting paid.
Okay. Hey!
Then you can't go out for karaoke.
Life's hard for me, so it's gotta be hard for others.
Exactly, TJ.
Julian the 289. I'm definitely with TJ on this. Get out of there before it gets too expensive. But really, if I was in this situation, I'd reach out, especially if you are already having anxiety about it. If you can't pay it in one shot, just ask to do it in payments by a certain date.
Don't get in touch and ask for installments. Yeah.
Don't do installments.
Interest-free loan.
$10 every 2 weeks for the next 6 years.
It's a karaoke bill, by the way, so it's not like you have, it's 0% financing.
You know what, though?
But
actually, now that I think about it, I agree. You should ask to pay only in installments. That's even funnier.
I might do
that. What do we got?
This is greasy. Craig in the 905. Sometimes I don't say anything, but the next time we're out, I'll say, hey, I'll get this because I owe you from last time.
No, that's such a great compromise.
I like it. Go with that.
Too.
Virgin Mornings.
With what's trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
How would you like a 4-day work week? Well, it could happen. Liberal leader Stephen Del Duca said at a keynote speech yesterday that part of the party's plan is to try a 4-day work week in Ontario. This would allow people to work the same number of hours, 40 on average in Canada, over 4 days rather than 5. Now, this has been done in places like New Zealand and Spain and Scotland, and I saw some really positive results. Increased productivity, it makes a more equal work environment for things like childcare. I think the example I read, I don't know if this was the best example, but it's one less digger in the office, which makes childcare a little bit easier to find, that type of thing. But there's more employee satisfaction as well, and a smaller carbon footprint, of course. The cons were pretty solvable problems. Customer satisfaction being one, I guess, meaning like, you know, one less day that people can go buggy at work.
Or you could just hire more people.
Exactly. And just space the people out that you already have. And also there was a slight confusion because people think, oh, 4-day work week, less hours. No, I think it's you work 10 hours over those 4 days.
Right.
Then you get the fifth.
So here's how we need to play this, okay?
All right.
Everybody put your political ideologies aside for the next few elections, okay?
Okay.
Because here's what we're going to do. The party that says 4-day work week, we elect them. Then another party, seeing that it worked so well for the first party, says, well, we're going to try the 3-day work week.
Oh, whoa. Yeah?
And to stay in power, they have to keep the 3-day work week. And then the next party's going to be like, well, work for them, so let's do the 2-day work week.
Yep.
And let's whittle this sucker down until we're not working anymore.
Whittle this sucker down.
Okay? And then we can go back to our sides, right versus left versus center. We can all go back to hating each other. But until then, we must work together.
Yeah.
This is important. Please get on board. I am Adam Wilder, I have paid for this message.
There is a reason we are in radio and not politics, gentlemen. And that whittling down the work week is one of them.
Parties, call me.
I think you guys are forgetting one key party platform. Eventually, one party's going to be like, we're going to invent the 8th day of the week. And then you only work 2 out of 8 days.
Ah, I like that.
Yeah, extra day off.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. That's my idea.
This is really cool.
Vote for me.
What's up?
Smaller IKEA stores are coming to a mall near you. Great news if you live in Brampton, because the Bramley City Center, praise be. Also in St. Catharines at the Penn Center, and in London at the Masonville Place. For those not familiar, the design studios are much smaller IKEAs than like the big warehouses. Also, you can't eat their meatballs. So it's like, what's the point?
I love this idea because I don't like going into an IKEA. And so, because you're there for 2 hours minimum, and it blows your day, and like you're toast.
What do you like?
I don't like. I'm not huge on getting stuck in line with a bunch of people. And that's what IKEA is. It's like a big snaking line. The cafeteria is good, so they could bring the meatballs to the new places. But I would rather drive to Brampton and get in and get out in 20 minutes than do like the Vaughn IKEA or whatever it is on the way. On the
you had it right at the very beginning. I would rather go to Brampton. End of sentence.
That's right.
End of sentence. There's only one artist on the planet that heard Adele's new album before she's released it, and that person was Drake.
Wow.
Because her and Drake are apparently really good friends. She didn't ask him for feedback. She just asked him if it's what the people wanted, and he responded, absolutely.
Like, what would you say to that if Adele asked you, though?
Yeah. Are you going to tell
her no?
Can't
say no, yeah.
No. Just another example of Adele being awesome. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. Now, two songs. Shannon Burns is outside the studio right now. She's like, get out. I need to drop a keyword on everybody.
Right.
You guys get the hell out of here. That's how she talks to us. Can you believe that?
Yeah,
unbelievable.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyway, keyword, living rent-free in 2022, 10 a.m.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.